Good morning, Nigel.
Yeah, good morning. Just regarding the relevance of the Second World War today, of course it's relevant. It will remain relevant forever because it teaches us the danger of hate. What can happen if a group of people are targeted, isolated, made scapegoated? It ends up at Auschwitz. That's what it teaches us, and that's a lesson we shouldn't forget. That doesn't mean we should be blinded to hate from minorities themselves. We should deal with hate, irrational hate, whichever source it comes. What is a pity about this photograph has been exemplified by your last caller. It's being used as an excuse to bash the royal family. I'm going to say this to you, Stig. You've misjudged the public on this, because what you've done is to publish a photo which, with whatever your intentions were, would lead people to diminish their views of the royal, of the Queen. Attacking the Queen is a dangerous thing. You're going to have the same sort of backlash. There's a danger of the same sort of backlash against your newspaper as there was over Hillsborough.
Yeah, but see, I don't accept it, because I think anyone who read the newspaper, did you read the newspaper yesterday?
I have to be honest with you, I bought it, but I haven't yet read it.
Okay, well, what I'd like you to do, in fact, if you've got time now, go away and read it, because there's 8 pages of it. Give me a call back, because I think what you'll see is you'll read how it's been contextualised. The spread entitled Queen of the Blitz, which is about the contribution of the Queen Mum and the Queen in the Blitz, and the historical context around which we put it. Go and read it now and give me a call back. Morning, Nigel, again.
Hi.
Thanks very much for calling back.
You were right to publish.
You think?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I've read the article now. Your first page is the actual picture of the Nazi salute. The second and third pages deal with that. You then deal with the potentially traitor king and say very clearly the historical facts in relation to him. And then your final section, which is the sixth and seventh page, is your, I wouldn't say defence, isn't quite the right word, but your account of the Queen's role during the war. The difficulty you have is that many people are going to do what I did. They're going to look at the front page and they're going to think, oh my goodness, and then not bother to read the rest. I have now bothered to read the rest and can take a more balanced view of what you've done. The other problem is the one I illustrated earlier on, namely that you're going to have people who will simply use it as, it will reinforce an existing prejudice, and they will simply use that as a means of royal bashing. That's dangerous.
I think that's an interesting point.
That is a risk worth running, because what you've done is in the public interest. You've raised an issue. It's right it be debated. It's right that we know the facts. The royal family are, at the end of the day, supported from the public purse, and therefore they give up certain rights when they take the money. If you don't want to do the job, you can get out of it.
Yeah. Nigel, I'm very grateful for you to call back, and thank you for taking the time to read the paper.